You must be heard, you must be understood, and you must be pleased.
Greetings and welcome to episode 330. Hey, what a number, huh, Phineas?
There we go, yeah.
Yeah, of the Radio Orphans podcast. This podcast is dedicated to bringing you original, independent music for your listening pleasure. It is pretty original on the whole, wouldn't you say? I mean,
I would say, yeah. Indie. There's definitely some songs on this podcast, for example, that I think are pretty original.
Yeah, definitely. Right? Some amalgamation of sounds that I guess everything's been done under the sun in one way or another.
Right.
You know, but there's always new ways to mish and mash and come up with your interpretations.
Your sound, even, you know, from the lyrics to the tones themselves.
Yeah, way cool.
But yeah, we get that, and you know, we like to be there for the artists too, hey, send us a song, we'll play it, more or less. I don't think we've ever turned anybody down.
No. Well, there's that one.
There's the one.
Come on. That's how we'll call it.
Yeah, we'll just call it the one.
that was a while ago. So,
well, yeah, but somebody got one this week submission.
We sure did.
They contacted us at radioorphanspodcast@gmail.com, and we're happy to bring them to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's up later in the podcast.
Yeah, it's easy to get played, more or less.
Yeah,
and we like it when artists take that initiative.
Yeah,
that's what it's all about.
This guy, Brian Hoffer, he did it right too. He submitted a song, a link, and a little blurb. Boom, and you know, not a lot, no links to press kits with some password
and captcha.
Yeah,
thing. Yeah,
it was
straight up.
That's what we like. Easy.
Yeah, and he's coming up.
He's
in
coming
the podcast.
Up. That's right.
But we are kicking off with the band And Other Things.
That's right, and their song Stuck.
We'll be right back.
guess it's true what they all say. A bit of shin bone spirit never goes astray. The crack of dawn fractures the mold. So please, man, loosen up these chains. Drain guilty pleasures from my veins. Let's bury the me over. I know a little place, but I'll need your car. If you see the big smoke, you've gone too far. So bring a friend, there's an old bunk bed. It's a weatherboard house that we made from scratch. Be very aware of the ramshackle latch. You'll be pressing the flesh with a fire.
What the trouble is, and we
Thank you.
Good afternoon, America. Welcome to Talk Back with Bob Larson. I'll be here for the next hour talking about what's on my mind and hearing from you about what's on your mind. Seated across from me, live in the studio today, is Mr. Boyd Rice. Mr. Rice is a Satanist, correct?
Absolutely. I'm a Satanist, a social Darwinist, and a whole lot of other things.
You're an occult fascist?
Yes.
You are a satanic neo-Nazi?
No, not precisely. We don't use fascist in the terms of it being political, just more to represent it being polar opposite of democracy. We see democracy as being basically the twin of Judeo-Christian values, and we see that they both reach this point of critical mass, and they're both falling apart. It's time to bring back more bestial values.
Bestial?
Yes, animal. Like the true part of man.
Man is an animal.
Man is absolutely an animal.
You walked into this building a little while ago. The first thing you saw when you got off the elevator was a cross.
Mm-hmm.
You've listened to me. You know where I'm coming from.
Mm-hmm.
You don't start to... What do you feel like walking in here and sitting across from this board? You, Mr. Satanist.
I think one of the reasons I enjoy your program is because I think you're an absolute Satanist, because you're making a living off these people who are weak and confused, and you're dominating them. And you're making a good time of it.
I am dominating weak and confused people?
Yes, yes. Anton LaVey once said something very interesting. He said that P.T. Barnum said there's a sucker born every minute.
So my followers are suckers?
No, he said with the population explosion, now it's probably more like 1,000 per minute. And I think they're all tuned into this show. You know, like the modern P.T. Barnum.
Are you a nice man?
I'm one of the nicest men you'll probably ever meet.
You?
Mm-hmm.
I would want my daughter to date you. I would want to walk down a dark alley with you following me.
Maybe yes, maybe no. I'm sure your daughter would have a good time with you.
Thank God I don't have a daughter. I wouldn't want her dating you. You say anything that contributes to depopulating the earth is good. War is good. AIDS is good. Mass murder is good. Gang violence is good. Crack cocaine is good.
I didn't say crack cocaine is good. I said crack cocaine problem.
Well, you did say mass murder is good and AIDS is good.
Insofar as they depopulate the earth, I see humanity in its current state is like a pestilence. It's completely contrary to life on earth. Anything that thins it down, I think, is a good thing. There's too many people on the planet, and what they're doing to the planet is bringing about its death rattle.
Hey, we're back, and you just heard the Radio Orphan song, Boyd versus Bob. That's our continuation of the versus Bob series. There's Corey
right.
versus Bob 1, Corey versus Bob 2, Boyd versus Bob. And I think we better get at it and do another versus Bob.
Yeah, there needs to be another versus Bob sometime.
Yeah, we have to continue on the tradition.
That's right.
That's fun stuff.
It is fun to just let those samples go and then build the music around it. Kind of it's fun.
Yeah, it's fantastic. We hope you enjoyed that. Hey, we opened up this podcast with the band And Other Things.
That's right, and the song Stuck. And that's some alternative rock, I guess we're going to call it, out of the great state of Massachusetts.
Fantastic. And we followed them up with the band Crooked Saints. Saint.
That's right. Yep. And the song Sweating Bullets.
Hey, indie rock directly from Australia.
Like playing those Aussies.
We sure do.
Right.
Yep. Close to my heart. Hey. And now this is the artist that let us know he had some new music available.
That's
to
right.
Podcast.
And he attached the MP3 of Psychoanalysis, and bam, it made its way into the third song of this podcast.
Yeah, and we're talking about Brian Hoffer. And hey, what an easy URL there, huh?
Yeah, Hoffersongs.com.
Yeah, hey,
easy,
and
easy.
Also, that's indie rock from the next state over.
That's right.
Which you're familiar with, right?
That's right, yes. My home state, I guess.
Wisconsin is
Scotty.
What we're talking about.
It's out of Milwaukee, I believe.
Yeah. You don't go down to Milwaukee.
I've been to Milwaukee several times.
Yeah.
Usually
nice
for nefarious activities.
That music fest on the riverfront in the summertime is good.
Yeah, music.
And of course, if you go like Alpine Valley,
Yeah.
You know, That's close enough to Milwaukee.
Yep.
Stevie Ray Vaughan could have not gotten in the dang helicopter. He could have just gotten in a van.
He could have got a van and drove in the town.
Even to Chicago. I mean, what the hell? Stay out of those helicopters if you become famous.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
Yeah. All right. What the heck? Brian, thanks for being straight up and sending us that MP3.
Yeah, that was fantastic. That's like how we like to do it.
Yeah.
And we followed Brian up with Philip Peters.
That's right. And she looks into the mirror.
And I guess that's, he's calling that alternative pop.
Hey, let's go with that.
Let's go with that. From the great state of California.
Hey, and we followed up Philip Peters with Love Supine.
And their song Medicine Man.
Yeah, that's a nice, long kind of jam.
I like that
rock.
One a lot. It had a really cool sound to it. I like the production and everything. That was pretty neat.
Yeah, it's even hard to just like describe it as alternative rock. It had kind of
It's more than that.
That was an original.
Yeah.
You know, for sure.
I would say, yeah.
Good stuff, man, and great lyrics. And powerful. Some drumming in there. Know what that's about.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, from Arizona all the way to Germany, only in the Radio Orphans podcast.
That's right.
No other podcast can bring you the music that we do from around the world like we do.
That's right. Yeah, good. Like we do. Good. Good. Yeah. Right, exactly.
And we're talking about Boars 23.
That's right. And we've played this guy before.
We have a soft spot
for this guy, but
yeah,
we like his stuff.
We sure do. And we're talking about his song Work. And
I guess we're gonna call that industrial rock.
Why not?
That's right. Or like Job was saying, light industrial.
Yeah, light industrial.
It's not super heavy industrial.
No. Light industrial.
Industrial rock from Germany.
Okay.
Good
light
stuff.
Industrial is very valid.
Oh, yeah.
We go from Germany back home, Minneapolis, with Boyd versus Bob. And I don't know. That's off our CD on Claim Freight. And, of course, iTunes, CD Baby. Great video for that, too. Yeah. Scope it out on our Facebook page. Well, this concludes episode 330 of the Radio Orphans podcast. Intro to this podcast, courtesy of Clarity and the Brothers P. All the music is used with permission.
We thank you for listening.